Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And the reason we call him, I'm not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you
I already got
about
this same call, and they told me I didn't qualify because I live in Arizona.
Really? Because that's what the state that we're doing right now, Arizona.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Okay, yeah. Am I speaking with Stephanie Tovar Soto?
This is her.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, okay, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland,
Arizona.
Michigan, Arizona? All right. All right, and then in what year were you born, ma'am, just for qualification purposes?
2000.
Okay. 2000. All right, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on a November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I probably will. My grandpa doesn't like to not vote. So I have to vote
with him. Okay. All right, ma'am, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I don't know.
Anything that you think is like an important issue facing the country?
I don't know.
anything that you want, you know, to be changed, you know, or, you know, that's, you know, the reason you're voting for?
Immigration laws. That's all I can think
of. Okay, that's fine. Immigration laws. All right. And anything else? Immigration laws, right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Democrat.
Joe Biden. Okay. All right. And I'm thinking again about this November election. Okay. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Not sure. Neither sound appealing.
Okay.
Biden
again. Joe Biden, okay. Democrat Joe Biden. All right, ma'am. And then some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, you know, while others still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, you know, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates? Use a scale from 0 to 100, which, you know, 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first one would be Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
50.
50? Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Probably like a 60%.
Okay, 60%.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic,
okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallegos?
Ruben Gallegos.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would that be Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither.
Okay, no problem.
Biden.
Or Biden. Okay, I already put some down. Okay. So Biden, right? Would that be Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, someone more or just, or much more?
Somewhat more.
Someone more. All right, ma'am, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that?
I would strongly disagree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
The question was, should he or is he?
Should him. Should he prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants?
Oh, yeah, he should.
Okay, so the first one, you want to change it to somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree that he should prioritize it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, prioritize. The second one too, right?
Yeah, both.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or just somewhat agree? Or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, the last one said President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
All right, and I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Okay, here's the first one. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return, you know, to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Okay, strongly agree. All right, then President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been, you know, living in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Farm workers, yes, strongly agree.
Okay, and the last one said President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and please tell me whether President Biden, you know, enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote, you know, to vote in the 2024 election. Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, you know, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much more likely, or makes no difference to you one way or the other.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
somewhat more likely. Okay, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
More likely.
Much more likely or just somewhat?
Yes, much more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have, you know, lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
All right, and a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have worked, you know, in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
All right, and the last one said a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yes, somewhat more likely.
Okay, all right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, now please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay, this is about, you know, indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following, okay? Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would you say you're very concerned about that, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, the other one said Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. So very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned.
Was that Donald Trump?
Yes, Donald Trump and Republicans.
That's very concerned.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during, you know, that campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Hey, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internet camps near the border,